Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
A 58-yard try to win the game with 7 seconds left. Pinion to hold, McCullough to snap. Snap spot. Kick from Koo is away. And it is good! 58! And the money shot for Younghoe Koo.
58-yard game winner, career long for Younghoe Koo. I think he set his career long or tied his career long last week or the week before, too. So he's been hitting from long range this season. They needed it because they didn't do anything to help him on those final three plays. They knew it was going to be a 58-yarder. It was first and 10. Could have maybe, you know. No? All right. We'll just throw deep a couple times because we're money from 58.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But they had to know. Oh, the ticket was in her car. I guess I got in her car after I got in the mailbox. She's listening, so she got it.
Oh.
But
great.
Great. We figured it out.
It's like making a 58-yard field goal to win a game.
They knew that, okay, we probably can't run the ball because we don't have any timeouts.
I get it.
They're playing. We don't really want to throw it across the middle because of the fact we got to get up there. Anything can happen with the clock and everything. We got to run the field goal team on. So
I get it.
Let's figure out somehow to keep the clock from not running.
There was 23 seconds left on first and 10.
Yeah,
so I get it. You know what I mean? That's dicey.
Yeah, so say, for instance, you catch the ball on third down. Because usually in that situation, it's either it's out of bounds. Either our guy gets it or it goes out of bounds. All right? That's usually when you have those kind of situations. So they didn't want to basically put the ball in the middle of the field just because of the fact that they didn't want to have no timeout.
Yep.
They had, I think, I'm almost sure if they had a timeout, they would have ran the ball.
I bet they would have run.
They would have probably run the football, but since they didn't and they wanted to do that.
Based on how the run game was going, they probably wouldn't have got very many yards.
But they knew this.
And they would have had to kick a 58-yard field.
But they knew this, that they got a kicker. I know it's as long as 54. They know how far Koo can kick it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'd be like, if that was at 60,
Yeah, no, it's nice to know that his range has grown a little bit, because he was, a couple years ago, money as far as the accuracy, but you get plus 50, it was a little bit dicey. Now he's good up to 58. It's amazing, man. Across the league, like 50-yard field goals used to be a thing. Dudes make them at a really high percentage now. Like the kickers have gotten a lot better. As for the rest of the performance, good to get the win, obviously. Most important thing. 2-2. Kyle Pitts didn't have any catches. Here's Kirk Cousins after the game, asked why that was.
So there's some plays out there where I come to the sideline and say, hey, Kyle, you know, I got to work you there. And then there's other ones where I did work him and I say, hey, you know, I probably shouldn't have forced it to you. So it goes both ways. But you just kind of always go where your reads take you. And sometimes it skews the numbers one way or another. And sometimes it's really balanced. And you just kind of have to go where they take you.
Let's go, Schwelly! I can't say play by play, but I can say go somebody. I hate that damn answer, but because I understand what he's saying. Like,
right, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
It doesn't help anyone because Kyle Pitts had zero catches in a game where he was healthy.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to throw the ball to Kyle.
I think he does. Yeah. And even there, he said, sometimes I force it to him because I
want
to throw it.
Yeah, they want to throw the ball to him. And
he should have had one catch.
At least, but he alligator arm. Now, it was going to be a 3-yard game.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be much.
It
wasn't going to be much.
But, you know, and those are the ones where you just brace yourself because it's going to hurt. But you got to catch the ball right there.
The problem is, even if you don't catch it, it hurts.
Yeah. You still get hit.
Right, so the guy's going to hit you either way.
The ball. And then on the crossing route, the drag route, whatever, he got his feet tangled up. That's not pass interference. Your feet got tangled up.
Yep.
But you got to lose them because that's going to happen on that. You weren't going to get any positive yards. Even if you would have caught it, dude was right there. You got to give him some wiggle, get in that stair step, and create a little separation. But, I mean, he's a big reason why this offense doesn't look good.
Yep.
But also, they're not getting enough opportunities as an offense totally. They got by the last two games, the other offenses ran 20 more plays, had 10 or 11 more minutes of possession.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It is.
That's a lot of time in the NFL. They had 9 drives. Like, hell, you gave away, say you had 7 more minutes. That's like at least 3 more drives. That's like at least 3 more drives.
I'm trying to look up time of possession.
It was 20, they had, the Falcons had 24.
Oh, no, no, I know yesterday.
League-wide.
I'm just looking at
league-wide. I'm sure they're at the bottom as far as, you know, possessing the ball.
They are second to last.
Yeah, they don't possess the ball enough.
Yeah, Indianapolis has it for less minute. But the Falcons, so this is how long, just guess how many minutes per game do you think the Falcons have the ball?
22.
24.
Yep.
24 and a half. So that means every game the other team has the ball 10 minutes more than they do.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
In those 10 minutes, they run about 20 more plays.
Yes. So you, I mean, just imagine that.
It's kind of amazing to be 2-2.
Yes, it is. They are very, I'll say it. They're very fortunate
they're
to be 2-2.
They're fortunate to be 2-2.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't sit there and talk to our listeners and everything. What about this offense? Waiting on the offense. Hell, we all waiting on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, I'm sitting there just like you with the pose with the little boy with the thumbs tapping, his fingers tapping. I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm like,
who is that little boy?
I don't know.
Because he's got great facial expressions.
The little black and white boy with the little hat with the headlight and just be tapping.
Is that a little rascal?
It looks like he might be a little rascal.
Okay.
But I'm the same way. I'm right there with you. What the hell is going on? Because there's something, and it's probably something real little. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I hope so.
A timing here.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. You know, through four games, I mean, I think in terms of, we'll do this more as the week goes on. Like, what do you feel like you've learned? What do you want to see more of? So there's a lot of you want to see more of. But I definitely feel like the Kirk Cousins health concern that we had week one is gone.
I think
don't have that.
Yeah.
Now, he's not playing great, but no. I don't think it's because of his ankle or his Achilles or however you want to put it. Just needs a little bit more time. Run game needs to be better. He's got to be better. Pitts has to be better. And then everything will look better. It's a lot of better. All those things get better, and then they'll be better.